Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 10th, Thursday. Today's theme, Have You Rejected Jesus as Your King? Day 130. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. We use subject-shifting devotion method. First, we pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Now tell Jesus what the Holy Spirit has shown you and ask for His forgiveness. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 68, verses 7 to 18. 1 Samuel, chapter 8, verse 1 to chapter 9, verse 27. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 2 to 42. Proverbs 14, verses 34 to 35. Now, let's have a pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. I'm going to read those verses I scribe today. Psalm 68, verses 7 to 18. O God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth quaked, the heavens poured down rain before God, the one of Sinai. Before God, the God of Israel. Rain in abundance, O God, you shed abroad. You restored your inheritance as it languished. Your flock found a dwelling in it. In your goodness, O God, you provide for the needy. The Lord gives the word. The women who announce the news are a great host. The kings of the armies, they flee. The women at home divide the spoil. Though you men lie among the sheepfolds, the wings of a dove covered with silver, its pinions with shimmering gold. When the Almighty scatters kings there, let snow fall on Salmon. O mountain of God, mountain of Bashan, O many-peaked mountain, mountains of Bashan, why do you look with hatred, O many-peaked mountain? At the mount that God decided for His abode, yes, where the Lord will dwell forever, the chariots of God are twice 10,000. Thousands upon thousands. The Lord is coming then. Sinai is now in the sanctuary. You are centered on high, leading a host of captives in your train and receiving gifts among men, even among the rebellious, that the Lord God may dwell there. 1 Samuel, I received three verses. chapter 8, verses 7 to 9. And the Lord told him, "Listen to all the people are saying to you. It is not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king, as they have done from the day I brought them up out of Egypt until this day, forsaking me and serving other gods, so they are doing to you. Now listen to them, but warn them solemnly, and let them know what the king who will reign over them will claim as his rights." The Gospel of John, I have got chapter 6, verses 26 to 29. Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Verse 34 to 40. "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day." Proverbs 14, verses 34 to 35. "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin condemns any people. A king delights in a wise servant, but a shameful servant arouses his fury." My listening today. The message I got from our Lord Jesus Christ made me tremble. Have you rejected Jesus as your king? When I was scribing today, 1 Samuel, about God told Samuel that the Israelites was in fact rejected him as king when they wanted to have a king to rule over them. I received today's topic. Then in today's John, it comes to the similar theme that we as human beings always work and follow those kings who give us earthly food and things that spoil, but we are not willing to follow Jesus as king. Jesus invites us to come to him and follow him as the one and only one king. He is the bread of life. Only he can raise us up at the last day, not those earthly kings. If we truly follow Jesus as king, then what he says in today's psalm will happen to us. Dry land will have rain abundantly. Anguished will be restored. Unsettled will find a dwelling place settled. Lacking will be provided. What else do we need? And those earthly kings, no matter how powerful they are, will fail and flee because the chariots of God are powerful than any of the power of those kings. May you follow Jesus as your king each day, that all the good promises in today's passage will happen to you. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, open our eyes to see there is no one greater than you, and that we can have that willingness to follow you as our King each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, who are those earthly kings you have been following in a real sense? Maybe today is not money, power, and desire, sex. Maybe today is anger control you. Yeah. How would you suffer from following those kings? Number two, how can you truly follow Jesus as your king daily? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.